Again, so this is Chafchet, and the mission begins. It's Halacha Vavna. Hamekdesh Isha Ubitav. Someone tries to betroth both a woman and her daughter at the same time. Or Isha Bachotah, a woman and her sister, Kecha. What do we say? Well, Einu Mekudeshet. Because you cannot marry this. This Kiddushin is not tefas on Isu Arayot. Even if you're trying to do it simultaneously, it doesn't work on either of them. Okay? Now the Gemara says, well, Maaseh, there was instant B'chamisha Nashim with five women. Well, Behen Shteachot, amongst those five women were two sisters. One collected a basket of Te'anim, Mishelahem, from them. So I should explain that a person, not one of them, but when a person collect, got a basket of figs that were from theirs. However, Vishel, importantly, it was Shmita produce, therefore it was Hefker, that's the important part. So I just left all them a minute. And he says, mukudashot. He hands over the basket to one of the ladies and says, you are all mukudash to live with this basket. Vikibalta, one of them accepted, Ali Dekulan, for all of them. Chachamim says, ain't mukudashot. Well, it's clear the sisters amongst that group are not mukudashot, because just you can't, because we said two Sarayah at the same time wouldn't work. But for the other ladies in that group, it would work. You wouldn't mukudash to the three. There's a lot to learn from this mission. As Gemara says. Now, before we go on, let's go back to the lines before the Mishnah that the Korban Eder brings that says should be brought now. And this is a line just before the Mishnah which says, Amar Yudan Berebichana. Erva she'enu erva, tofesa she'enu erva. What that means, if someone is betrothing two women at the same time, one of them is an Issu Ariot, and other, to him, another one is not. Well, then one will Mukadesh, another one will not, meaning the one that the Issu Ariot wouldn't, her presence in this, if like Kinyan or whatever, wouldn't prevent the Kiddushin Bef Tovis from the woman it would work for. Okay, that's the idea. Okay, now the Gemara says, so I'm going to show you that. Now, Amar Achia Bar, so Bar Ba, Achma Chamesh, from the Mace of the Mishnah, you can learn five different dinim. What are they? The first thing which is interesting is that you're able to betroth five women. Why would you think otherwise? Korban Eder says, I would have thought Dafka Arba Nashim Bikoshechad can do four. In other words, there's a maximum number of women a person can betroth. Because then each of them would have their onah during the month. However, once you get to five or six, then it wouldn't work. However, Abaladina, it says, So keep going. That's just a good bit of advice, if you like, not to do more than four. Fine. If you tried to, it would work. That's the first point. Second point. That a woman can accept kiddushin for herself and somebody else to be mekadesh at the same time. Now, why would you think otherwise? Interesting, the Korban Eder said is because, if you recall, that tsarot, co-wives, are considered snuot from one another. In other words, when you had a case of Edo Isha, that was where an individual comes and testifies that a woman's on his own, the woman's husband passed away overseas. We said that all manners of people could testify to this. However, not the snuot, and a tsara, co-wife, is not. So you might think in that situation, they're going to become tsarot, and Edo Tshishak, but the we said Edo Tshishak kshera in a tsara kshera. That the Tzara can't testify for her, so maybe it wouldn't work. Kamash Malan, it wouldn't work. This third din is Ve'en Mekadshim Begzela. That if it was stolen, something that's stolen from the womb, you could Mekadsh Begzela. That was a discussion we saw in the past, if you recall. We debated, but we've seen from this mission of this according to opinion, you cannot. Why? Because it's specifically like to say it was Mishnah Ma'ita, Veshmita Ita. And it was only because it was Shmita, and it was therefore Hefker, that's why we Mekadesh. But if during the rest of the years it was there and he stole it from them, he couldn't Mekadesh, but he couldn't throw them with it. Mekanjim a Peret Aver. Now, Peret Aver is an interesting one. What this means here, the Korban Eder explains that it says, V'lo amin akimet perot shvid. You would think once it gets Peret Shmita, and it says, by Peret Shmita, l'ochla, meant to be consumed, but not l'schora. And as we know, the a process of kiddushin takes on the mechanics or the form, if you like, of a business transaction. Okay, it has a form of a kinyan. So you might think kiddush isha and sorry, kiddush nami igle kinyan dami kamashman defilachim mikudeshet. So you might think you're violating this prohibition of using shmita produce when you shouldn't be using it for, because it's effectively a kinyan and therefore it shouldn't work. Kamashman it does. And final things ve'en kiddushin tofsim ba'ariot, which is what we learned in our mission anyway. That the Kiddushin not Tofes about Ariot, meaning the two sisters, but for the other ones it would be. Okay, now, Gemara continues. Am Rabbi Lazar, ba'achiyot lo kidesh u'bechataot kiper. That's an interesting one, because now we're sort of moving to the world of kodshim a little bit as well, which is as follows. When it comes to mekachin shtein, say two ariot at the same time, it doesn't work. However, bechataot kiper. So what's chataot kiper? This is the Korban Eder says, im hefrishtei korbanot al chet echad v'ikrivan. Let's say someone separated two korbanot. Now, there's two ways to explain how this would work. He simply seems to suggest that we're talking about lachariot, meaning so a person has a particular aveira, and he has to bring a korban. Now, he's worried that maybe one will get lost or not, so he separates the next one, but just in case. Another case would be now that this is really could do more kodshim to know exactly what case it would be. For example, one got lost, then he separated another one and he found it, and he hasn't offered either on that. So he got two that could be used. So in that situation, that's the second is a bit more debatable, but that's what the Panei Moshe brings anyway. That in that situation, if one is offered the chatat, it's not a case of a chatat metot. It's not one of the five chatat men meant to be left to die, the other one, but rather ro'er you're meant to be left for it to graze and develop a mum, and you put in davar, and that money would be used for the voluntary offerings in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kitzah Mizbeach, I think it is, if not mistaken, where they just keep make sure korbanot are continually offered. Okay. So in that situation, Bechal Kippur, so Gemara says, Hei Chi Avida, what's the case you're talking about? Imponi shachat shtei chataot l'shem, in other words, l'shem chatat. You shechted both these korbanot simultaneously at the same time for a chatat. Korban Eder says and continues, and that's also Nizrika, everything's done at the same time. Everything's done exactly at the same time. The Gemara says, again, so shechat shechat l'shem chatat echad, and it was only for the one sin, and only one sin to be offered. Hamizbeach boreret ha'ro'i lo, ha'veshtei masorot b'achila. Interesting. Why so? It means Korban Eder says kolam hashteim lo yardu. They're both reaching mizbeach, and they're both well to sacrifice the shupatz can stand on the mizbeach. El hamizbeach yivror ha'ro'i lo, and they let the mizbeach choose which one is meant to be. So it's kiper. So it's been offered. However, ve'ein tzarich chatat acher. But you know, bringing in the korban, the ha miman nafshach yesh lo kapara, because the chatat, whichever one it's meant to be, reached the mizbeach. Granted, one wasn't necessary, but let Hashem choose something if it's all simultaneous. Nonetheless, shtei masorot bechila. Why? Da achat mehem vaday nishkat l'shem shelo l'shem chatat ve'ein yadua ezi. But since one of them, they were both chataot, and you only needed one chatat, then by definition, one of them wasn't offered for the sin, because only one could be offered for the sin. And chatat offered for lishma is not valid. So since now you don't know which of these two korbanot was valid, then when it comes to the kohanim would eat the meat from a chatat, they wouldn't be able to eat the meat from either of them. Okay, but the person, he's the sacrificial puts one on, the blood hit the mizbeach, so he's kiper, it's game over. Okay, that's the case. So this importantly is Rebbe Lazar discussing a case where everything was done simultaneously. What happens if it was done one after the other? So here it gets interesting. Rabbi Zeira says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan." Now we'll explain what's the korban eder. Okay, shechat yet arishon shelo lishmo. He shecht the first one shelo lishmo. Meaning a chatat. It's importantly. It's very soon we'll get to this in Daf Yomi in the beginning of Zvachim. That all korbanot, if you have the intent from a different korban, for example, ola and you offer it l'shem shlamim or something like that, then we say that it's korban's kasher. That the owners would still have to bring another korban to replace it. When it comes to a chatat and korban pesach erev pesach, that if that's offered shelo lishma, then it's pasul, completely pasul. So Gemara now says shechatat rishon shelo lishmo, and it had the status of a chatat at that stage. Ve'et hasheni in the second lishmo, we say she'ein rishon shelo lishmo kasher. The first one's not kasher. Ela mikoach shemo habacharav. Now what this means is that had it been, we'll get to this in a minute, but had it been offered the other way around, and meaning the first one that was offered, we'll get to in a second, was lishmo. That means the second one is no longer, if you like, that's the chatat that wasn't needed anymore. And what's the din of that chatat? Normally, what we say, ro'ed judge, she's stayev, and he pull in lo'ola. But if, however, interesting, if it's offered as an ola, how that would work, we'll touch on in a moment. But if it was offered as an ola, it would be kasher. So therefore, the second one would have been like an olah offering. Okay? And an olah that's offered shelo lishmo is kasher. Again, aval olah malishem chovah. But what's important here, what we're saying now, is that If you offer the first one shalolishmo, and the second one shlishmo, well then it's you can't say now that the second one's been offered, the first one's now like an olah. It was too late. Because at the time it was offered, it had a chatat. We didn't know the sin offering wasn't offered properly. So the first one would be pasul and the second one would be kashin. Okay. Aval.
If I'm not mistaken, a
Yeah.
chatat is a female animal, and
Yes.
oilar has to be a male.
Yes.
So how can it work?
Okay, Gvaldik. So if you're talking about if it was offered without being ro'eh, how does it work? So there's two explanations. One is that we're dealing with a chatat nasi. This is again the next mesecta in
Is.
we're gonna be learning this, where it is a male one, a seir. Okay? That's how one pshat is. Another pshat, this is actually not referring to chatat, it's referring to an asham, which is also there. Right? Those are two ways. There's two ways to explain the sugya. But you're right. It's a very, very good question. Okay, let's have a look in this case. What happens if it's the other way around? Aval shachat rishon lishmo, that was offered lishmo, so he's yotze. Vasheni shalolishmo, and the second one was shalolishmo. Im kiper rishon amah sheni ba mechaper. If the first one is mechaper, what's the second one mechaper? Atul meshirab dein lelezer. This is effectively an expression to say that the second chatat wasn't even necessary at all because there's going to be no other sin, if you like, that will be able to occur in between. It's interesting here because the Korban Eda seems to suggest that they were done at the same time, even though we've been explaining this section as one after the other. Meaning, okay? And also, he says quite clearly, ein chatat ba ela al chetshu froshaleya, that it's the chatat can only be brought on a particular sin that it was intended to be brought for. If you do another sin, you can't repurpose this korban. Okay? So therefore, if that's the case, we say that it's effectively like now not necessary, and therefore it's like the motar chatat, and therefore if it since that even if that's offered sholishmo, it's kasher. Okay, that would be the din. Okay. As it says, however, interestingly, the psachim lo kiper sheina pesach ba ela lechelat basar. Now, if you remember, this is going back to the first case. We said when it comes to a chatat, if they're shechted simultaneously, then we say that, okay, and everything was done simultaneously, that the person is mechaper, but you can't eat from the basar. Why can't you offer the basar? Because again, when it comes to being mechaper, we say, okay, they're offering on the mizbeach simultaneously, let the mizbeach choose whichever one it was, and the person that achieved his atonement, his korban, whichever it was, achieved its purpose. However, because we don't know which one it was, well, then the other one was clearly sholo. And the other one would clearly be pasul, and since we don't know which one it is, the kohen can't eat from the basar of those of both korbanot. And when it comes to korban pesach, we've got a different problem, because once the korban, the whole purpose of the korban pesach is la'achila. There's a special mitzvah to eat for the korban pesach. So therefore, if it's not ra'ui la'achila, you're offering the two korban pesach for the same chabur at exactly the same time, then the korban pesach won't be kosher, because from the outset it was never ra'ui la'achila. So I'll just show you the Korban inside, like I basically explained it. He says, "Lo kiper shem shtei masorot bechila." It says, "Shachad mehem davelik kishnichat shalolim." Because the second one is if it's being slaughtered, not for the purpose of the people who are meant to be having it. Shina dam achad nimne al shtei pesachim keechad, because you can't be part of two different Korban Pesach. When you do that, o Pesach ichag ikaro laachila ba. And when it comes to Korban Pesach, the ikar of the Korban Pesach is lachila, hilkach lo kiper ve'eniot sebe psachim elu. And that's why, very interestingly, even though this seems that this week we did a Mishneh Yomin article on it, that as opposed to other korbanot, where there is also a mitzvah to eat it, by Korban Pesach, the Rambam lists it as a completely separate korban, separate mitzvah. The Beit HaLevi says it's because of the Korban Pesach, there's a special mitzvah on the people coming in to specifically, they're the ones to eat it. However, when it comes to other korbanot that parts are meant to be eaten, in a nutshell, I'm just telling you this, that it's a din that it must be eaten. It's not a din in a particular person, like the person offering it, to necessarily eat from that korban. Okay, so this because it's davka brought la'achila, if too often the same, if the two korban pesach separated for one chabura offered at the same time, it would not be kosher. However, that's not Rabbi Natan. Why Rabbi Natan? Yotzim bezrika b'lo'achila. You can be still yotze your chiyuv, if you like. I'll just show you the korban. The ikar shel pesach hu sheyeh zrika l'shem ba'alim. Mechila pesach hinu ma'akev. He said achila is not ma'akev. And the fact is ish lefi ochlo. That means no, that's according to Rabbi Natan. That's just la mitzvah. Okay, let's now know halacha zayin. This is next Mishnah. Hamekadesh bechelko bekodshe kodshim or mekodshe kalim einu mekodeshet. If a kohen goes and tries to betroth the woman, does kiddushin with his chelik he receives from kodshe kodim, say basa from a chatat or from the kodshe kalim, then we say einu mekodeshet because this is not considered his property. The expression you use, which you use elsewhere in the sugya, is mishulchan gvor zachu. It's not really his, like his property. He's just eating from, metaphorically speaking, from the table of Hashem, if you like. He's not really necessarily his. So he can't, in other words, again, we said for the man to make out a truman, he has to give her something that's his and give it to her. Okay. However, meisis sheni, when it comes to meisis sheni, bein shogig, bein meis, it doesn't matter whether it was deliberate or a mistake, lo kidesh de Rebbe Meir. Why? Because there's a machloka we see between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda, where the Maaseh Sheni is considered Mamon Balim, his own property, or Mamon Gavoah. There's a debate about that. Rebbe Meir says Mamon Gavoah. Rebbe Yehuda says Meizid Kidesh Shogeg Lo Kidesh. If he did deliberately, he's Kidesh, but Shogeg Lo Kidesh. We'll see why that is in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the next pieces as well, because when it comes to Hekdesh, Meizid Kidesh, when it comes to something of Hekdesh, meaning the property of the Beis Hamikdash, not a Korban, so something that's like in the Bedek HaBayit, if he uses it deliberately, Kidesh, Shogeg, Lo Kidesh, the Rebbe Meir, where Rebbe Yehuda says, Shogeg, Kidesh, Meizid, Lo Kidesh. They sort of have absolute opposite opinions. Okay, we'll explain that when you get to the Mara, because there's a lot to discuss in this Mishnah. So let's start with the beginning. Hamgedesh Bechelkor. Now, if someone Makadesh with his Chelek, meaning from Kodesh Kodeshim, a coin that receives some, say, meat or something from a Korban, Rebbe Eliezer says that's actually Divra Kol. That's everybody. Meaning there's no machlok between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda in that case. Meaning despite the fact Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda argue when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, when it comes to Kod, the Chalakim that are distributed amongst the Kohanim from Kodshim, no, everyone agrees it's, if you like, it's Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachu, like I explained. Have Rebbe Yochanan Omer, Amar, sorry, it is a machloket. Meaning even Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda are cholek in that case. We'll have to see, work with this. Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Habocher mochrin oto tamim chai ubalmum chai v'shachot umekadshim bo at the isha. So the first opinion is when it comes to a bochor, firstborn animal, they can be sold. And again, what's the din of a bochor? Firstborn animal, times of base of Midrash, basically given to the Kohen of the Mizbeach. It develops from Mormons, given the Kohen, and it's basically he can do what he likes with it. So what it's saying is, whether it's tamim, as in chai, that it can be offered in the Mizbeach, or balmum, this bochor can be sold. Chai, whether it's alive, or whether it's been shechted. You can even use it to mekadesh the isha, because it's considered is mamon. Exactly why, how, we'll get to that in the, this is going to be learned from Sukkim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, B'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, chai, lo shachut. Only if it's live but not dead, if it's shechted. Okay? Davke chai. So again, this will need work. Now, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, Rabbi Meir Yalif kol kodshim mimaisa behima. So if we're saying once again that when it comes to Mekadosh Bechelko, that it's a debate, and it's Rabbi Meir saying, which is like, by the way, Rabbi Yochanan explained it, Rabbi Meir says you cannot do that. He learns from a Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, if you remember, that's a 10th animal born. They would take all the new animals and pass it through a very narrow way, and every 10th animal is marked. It was brought the base of Mikdash to the Korban. Ma Maisa Behema in Mekachin bo eta isha av kol kodshim in Mekachin Behema ta isha. So here, we know clearly from Maisa Behema that you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to basically use it in the context of Mekachomem kar, you can't make Kadesh and isha with it. So therefore, he uses that as a prototype for all Korbanot. So how is that learned? Because it says, Diyalfim mechar mekoanim, the char mekoanim, these are things that you've dedicated, you mekadesh it to give to the koanim. There it says, Loimach, Veloigael, you cannot redeem it, you cannot sell it. Ugabe maisektiv, Loigael, you cannot redeem it. Umalahan af mechir bechlal, just, and maise behemer is learned from char mekoanim. Ma mechir, it's just as there, Loigael, Malahan mechir bechlal, hachina mechir bechlal. Okay, and we've said, Kiddush Isha said, we said, takes the form of a business transaction, therefore, and call kodshim yalfim basa behema. However, Rabbi Huda, yalif, what does he learn it from? He learns, that meaning, where does he learn that you can mekadesh bechelko? Says he learns kol kodashim mina bechor, from bechor. Ma bechor mekadshim bo'at isha, just as a bechor. You can make kaddish to isha with it, which again, we've seen the discussion up above. We haven't learned it yet from sources. We'll get there. Also, all korbanot you can. So, in other words, the debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can, in other words, we looked at the debate in Maaseh Sheni regarding how do we find Maaseh Sheni as a Shulchan Mamon Gavoh, Mamon Hedyot. We said, oh, they're also debating in the world of Kodshim. Now, but that's because they're trying to work out what is the prototype for all korbanot. Is it going to be Maaseh? Am I going to learn from Maaseh Behemah or am I going to learn from Bechor? Okay. Now, with that in mind, we say, but you've got a problem now. Because Machalf, because that's where Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi explained it. Machalf shitatei de Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Taman, meaning in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shogeg, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says, sorry, what is he says, we said that Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah would be saying the Mekadosh Bechelko, any, what's a chelek? A chelek is when it's alive or dead, when it's shachut, when it's dead. So Taman Omer, Bein Chai u Bein Shachut, V'hacha Omer Chai and Lo Shachut. So if you have a look above, we said the Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says when it comes to Bechor, and again Bechor is a prototype, that it's specifically Chai and Lo Shachut. But in our Mishnah, if you Mekadosh Bechelko, and you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda says you can Mekadosh Bechelko, the Chelek HaKohen receives is after it's been shechted, it's a part of the meat. So that's what we're saying now. We've got to steer in Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Who said it in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Okay? So again, quite clearly, our Mishnah, if again, if you're going to say that the Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir is also by Mekadosh Bechelko, and Mekadosh Bechelko means it's a Rishachut. And you must be saying, wait, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, we've been explaining it, that he's learning from Bechor. And Rabbi Yehuda said, but from Bechor, it's Chayin Lo Shachut. Okay? So Gemara says, no. Taman, one way of explaining it is one is B'Shem Garmei, but I'm Hacha B'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He says it's quite simple. The explanation of the Mishnah is Mishum Garmi, meaning his own shita. When it comes to the this explanation, Bechor is saying in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Gemara says no. Afilu Tam, you could even say Kan Makam B'Shem Garmi. It's not a contradiction because B'Mekadesh B'Chayim U'Bara'ui Lipolo La'Achar Shchita. It doesn't mean when it's Mekadesh Bechelko that it's already shechted. But it's something ra'ui lipol lo that will be, if you like, able to be his. Okay, I'll just read it clearly here. It says, "Afilu tema kol ma'ibaitem etarvel mishmei de nafshei amram." V'lo kashe de manitin da hachenami ayir be mekadosh bekodshim. We're talking about kadosh bekodshim that are chayim. For example, a bechor that's been given to the kohen. V'had et nan mekadosh bechelko. That's mean hainu bechelek ra'ui lipol lo shish kishishchot. Meaning a mekadosh you with the chelek. It's ra'ui to be your, there's ra'ui lepol to that's going to be, if you like, mine after the shechita. Okay, but that would be also the other korban at all, not just the bechor. Okay, fine. The Gemara asks, let's go back to the debate regarding bechor in terms of what's we just said is that the kohen can sell, if you like, the tamim but ben tamim chai ben ba'al mum chai v'shachut. Rabbi Yehuda Mepazi says chai and no shachut. So what's the debate? Ma tam de Rishu ben Levi. Now again, Rishu ben Levi, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says in Rishu ben Levi that it's chayin lo shachot. Okay, clear. So why? Because b'sam yelecha, it will be to you like the chazeat nufa. So if you look at the Bnei Moshe, so I had this underlined, but I didn't notice it before. Bachor shachut k'tiv, ma chazeh v'shok ein mekadshim bodem eshulchan gavo azachu. Just when it comes to the chazeat nufa that's given as a gift to the kohen from the korbanot. That they is considered a mishulchan gavo zachal, that it's not considered theirs, it's considered, if you like, taking from Hashem, if you like. Ava af bechor, so too, achar shchita, because it's basam yelecha, when after shchita, also ein mekadshin. Okay, that's clear. Umatam de Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. So what's the shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, meaning if we're saying that it's cholek, meaning even chay v'shachut. It says, because vayalecha afilu lachar shchita, meaning it'll be yours. Completely yours, mashma, even after shechita. So Gemara says, okay, what did Rishu ben Levi do via lecha? No, that's different. Riba lecha v'yot acheret shiyanecha l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. This is to teach you that it can be consumed, extra havaya, an extra amount of time, which is for the bechor, meaning a day, night, and the following day, like a shlamim. Okay, B'seder, we'll continue here for next time. Kol tov, have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.